The Power FM Brekkie Show.
A footy update for your locally owned and locally run Mighty Helpful Mitre 10, and we couldn't do it without talking with footy great Scott Cummings. How are you doing this morning, Scott?
Oh, good, mate. You're still on your own. She's not still on holiday.
Yeah, Jules is off till mid-next week. She's doing the cheeky short week return from holidays, which I think's a really good deal, actually. It softens the blow from getting back from holidays if you do it halfway through a week.
Yeah, it's good if you can get it.
Absolutely. So a bit of a, I guess we're a bye this weekend, so we've got none of the official AFL Premiership games, but we've still got a fair bit happening. We've got the EJ Witten match tonight and the ladies Victoria versus the Allies tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be a good weekend, a fun weekend of footy starting tonight, and then tomorrow it gets a bit more serious with the AFLW. But tonight we'll have a bit of fun, mate. Safe to say the preparation hasn't been outstanding. I've prepared more for the after-match function than I have the actual game itself. But looking forward to that tonight. You know, I think there's something like 85 All-Australian selections out there. There's 65 premierships. There's Brownlow medals. None of which I've contributed to whatsoever, but there is also 15,500 games of experience out there tonight, so it'll be a bit of fun, and hopefully, you know, a lot of people can get down to Etihad, and if you can't, then throw it on the tally and support the games. EJ Witten Foundation's raised $11 million now for prostate cancer research and awareness, and it's doing great things, and looking forward to being a part of it, mate. It'll be a bit of fun. There'll be the usual blokes who try too hard and some don't actually want to run, which is not what it's about. It flies in the face of the spirit of the game.
Well, that's right. It's it's part of the charity. It's a great cause. It's done some great work. You've played a number of these now, haven't you, Scotty?
Yeah, I played a few when I retired. But in the old days, you had to be out of it for at least a year before you could get a run. Now they're picking blokes who are still playing local footy, and they've only just retired. There's going to be a few that run around tonight, but I think I've played about five or six, and then I stopped. And now that all the money actually does get to the EJ Witten Foundation, in the past was a little bit dubious, I'd imagine, but it's probably the nicest way of putting it. But now Channel 7, the AFL, have taken it over, and TLA management, and now the EJ Foundation made a fortune last year, which is brilliant. And I think there's a lot of people out there that have all been, know someone or have been touched by prostate cancer. So if we can sort of make it, the research get even better, and it is getting better every year. So people, we're saving lives. But hopefully we have a great night tonight, and everyone tunes in and enjoys the entertainment of it. We have a bit of a laugh, and you can never have too many laughs, can you?
So nah,
it's
absolutely.
A serious long year, so have a laugh tonight. And then tomorrow, it's AFLW. It's Victoria versus the Allies in the State of Origin clash there, which would be fantastic at Etihad as well. That'll be broadcast all around Australia as well. And, we all know what the AFLW did. They came on, and they came on with an absolute bang, and it took the world by storm, or took us by storm. And for the people that haven't seen it, seen AFLW, tune in tomorrow, because you might just get yourself a shock. If you're one of the very few that hasn't seen it, you'll just see how good these girls are when they play their footy. And it's a big game, State of Origin. It counts, and it means plenty. And they haven't just disappeared since March. They've all gone off into their local leagues and kept playing, so the standard will be pretty high as well. So there's a bit to look at this weekend, for sure, as far as footy goes. But I don't mind the bye. I think the boys can all freshen up. And if you have a look at last year's final series, I reckon it was the best standard of footy we've seen in a long, long time. And, I expect that to kick off again next week with a little freshen up this weekend.
Absolutely. One of the biggest talking points, we covered this last week, but it's gone in a different direction to what we're expecting. But that's the offer to Dustin Martin to leave Richmond and head over to North Melbourne. A lot of us can't believe he's knocked it back.
Yeah, well, tell you what, mate, without getting you in trouble with the boss, If a rival network, say, offered you $2 to $2.8 million over the next 7 years,
in a heartbeat, Scott.
Well, the door would be spinning on the way out, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
Just leave stuff behind. But well done to Dusty, and what a huge boost it'll be for Richmond going into the finals as well. And blokes put loyalty and what he sees as perceived success coming up for the Tigers ahead of a big money offer. So. Brilliant, and now hopefully we can just leave him alone as well.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was embarrassing during the week watching people follow him to New Zealand. And
oh, the coverage has been mental, hasn't it?
Seriously, I would have been pretty happy with Dusty's gone to New Zealand to speak to his dad.
Yeah.
Hasn't seen his dad for a while. And he's catching up with his dad while he's got a quick break before the final start. It's a little three and a half hour flight. And he's fine. He's going to go see his dad and have him make a decision when he comes back. We'll hear from him when he gets back.
Yeah, that's it.
Stalking him at the airport while he's ignoring you. That is embarrassing, Kelly. But anyway, now we can leave him alone and get on with it.
Sounds pretty good to me. Well, definitely the EJ Witten match, it kicks off tonight, then the return of the AFLW tomorrow evening. Scott, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for joining me for a chat.
Don't ring me early in the morning, mate. I will not be around until sometime about 4 or 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
I'll keep that in mind. I'll cancel the 5 a.m. wake-up call.
Yeah, good man. Oh, no, you can actually ring me then. I'll still be out.
Yeah, all right. I might get an even more entertaining version.
Yeah, you will too. Yeah. Go. But we'll have a good chat.
Good one, Scott. Catch you later.
Thanks, mate. See you. Thanks, mate.
For your nearest Mighty Helpful Mitre 10, visit mitre10.com.au.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.